Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This book for you. Aerosmith bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, social media guru extraordinaire, KathyPerry.com. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Oftentimes, we're wanting to save our information for some reason, but you say that we need to save information from social networks. Tell us what you mean by that.
Our own information. You're going to want to have some of this information. Sometimes it's a great way to see how does the world see us and what have we put out there. So there are tools within like Twitter and within Facebook that let you download a zip file of everything you've ever posted.
Wow.
And that
could be scary.
Good. Well, it's scary, but it's also very valuable because then, and sometimes it's because you need some information, you knew you posted it, you don't know, you're trying to find it, you can't really, it's very difficult to go back and find something on a social network that you posted and you knew you had it there. So you can, most of them have an archive functionality, so it'll give a glimpse of things. But for Facebook, for example, when you do your archive, you click on, start my archive, and then you'll get an email with a link to download the zip file. And it's without ads, it's easy to go through, and it's all the information that your profile, that normal stuff, but then you see the time, the location.
Why do I care about this?
Well,
what's the advantage of knowing this? If it's way back, what if...
Well, keywords, it also tells you keywords they use to target ads at you. It has all this information that you now know what is it that you're putting out there. It's all your photos, your videos, any associated metadata, all your events, friends.
Are these things, am I discovering things that are still out there that I need to change? Is that one of the things I'm finding?
Yeah. Well, you might.
Wow, I didn't know that was still out there. That's old stuff. I'm going to get rid of that.
You can't get rid of it.
Okay.
You never can get rid of anything.
But can I change it?
But it will let you know. All you can do is add new content. And again, a lot of people aren't going to see some of the old stuff. It is for your value and your benefit, but sometimes you want, it's your information, and you know how a platform might disappear one day, all of that information is gone.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, exactly. Especially would that include interactions with other people?
It's all your statuses, your messages,
but just your personal information, not any of your community information.
I'm not sure I'm following exactly.
Well, in other words, you know, one of my big things is having all your connection with a customer community on Facebook and not having it anywhere else.
You're going to get all that interaction.
Good. That's what I'm asking for. See this? Now you're getting to something that's got me excited. Yeah. Now you're exciting me because, folks, as you heard me say before, as we said in the beginning of the segment, Kathy, they're changing the rules all the time. If they change the rules where you're not unhappy, but your customers are unhappy, your community members, if they go away and you don't have an ability to know who those people are and to go find them, then you've lost them forever.
Yes. You actually, though, can also download all of your friends.
Right.
so that good. You do have good. A way to, you've got their email address. You can
That's huge. Yes. That's yes. huge.
Because especially please. If you buy a
Kathy, wait. Folks, please do this.
Yes.
This is what, Kathy has just explained to you how you can build that parallel universe that I've been telling you about for all these years now, Kathy. I've been saying, build a parallel universe of your community so you can go there and find them when something happens to Facebook and makes them go away.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Exactly. Yeah, because if you violate their terms of service or something and your account disappears, right. you
now are starting That's over. Happened before.
Oh, it happens to many
yeah.
people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yes, and
but also not maybe it's nothing you did. Maybe they just did something. These people do things that people don't like.
Exactly.
And they're not mad at you. They're mad at Facebook. So they go away.
That's true. So you know, and actually, you can also download Twitter. You can request your archive from Twitter and get all
how
of
do you do
that information.
How do you actually?
It's under content, you'll right. see a request archive button. And
on both of them, on both
you.
Sites?
Yes. Yeah, they're both doing it this very
under
similar.
Content,
now,
look for archives.
Request archives.
Request uh-huh. archives, all right.
Yeah.
Just
and
do that
the
see
one
what
that,
it looks like.
Yeah, now the one that's difficult is Google. Google's data is really screwy, so it's a yeah. lot harder to look at all of that.
Well, that's Google. What you expect that
yes.
from Google, right?
Yes, I know.
Especially
they
Google
do
Plus.
Let you. They yeah. do let you archive it, but
they
because they have
for.
So many different services, it's kind of a challenge.
So, folks, this is really a big deal, especially if you've got their names, so you know who they are, and you can get their contact information. Put that over in an archive file and hang on to it. You may need it one of these days. Also, you could just use it in a different way, like in a database.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.